Be careful what you wish for when it comes to performance reviews. There was a salutary lesson in a recent article regarding Microsoft. It just announced they were moving away from a stacked ranking performance review system, akin to forced distribution as a process. The reason for the move was highlighted by Steve Ballmer's comments, which pointed to a goal of wishing to foster greater collaboration within the organisation, thereby encouraging the levels of teamwork and innovation which is essential for their sustained success. The stack ranking system was much criticised over the years by employees who felt it worked against this very ethos, as colleagues had self-preservation in mind, as opposed to having the greater interests of the organisation at heart. I had a similar example of my own, which came from a friend who was a teacher. They told me that after having recently introduced performance-related pay within the school, different behaviours became apparent immediately. Most notably, people began copying in senior management and more emails as proof of their efforts, and extracurricular discretionary activities fell away rapidly as people started to focus solely on what would help ensure they met their target. And some would argue that such focus by individuals on what's important is a good thing, and to some extent that is true. But when it begins to undermine the necessary collaboration, which should be at the very heart and fabric and culture of an organisation, then the pendulum has swung too far one way. So when it comes to putting together a wish list of a performance review solution, one has to step back, take a look at the bigger systemic picture within an organisation and ask, what are we really trying to achieve here? If greater collaboration is one of your answers, then tread carefully around stack ranking, force distribution and performance-related pay.